I think I might have said it before, at least I've said it to other boathouse owners who have totally felt the same way. The boat fees, the boat permit fees are something fairly new. For years and years and years, we did not. We pay mega taxes for having a boathouse or property on the lake. And the reason you pay these taxes to the village is that you have the right to have a boat and have access to the lake. And then on top of that, something that was imposed, as I say, fairly recently, and I'm not sure exactly when, was this a good way to get revenue? Maybe boat owners don't really care, it's not that much. The fact is, if you have a canoe, a small boat, and you pay the boat fee for 5 or 6 years, you've paid more than the boat, you paid for the boat. And it doesn't sit well. It's very, very annoying. I do not like boat fees. Now, of course, I'm talking about property owners around the lake. There are two boat clubs, and maybe that's slightly different because people have boats there, although they pay a fee to their boat club, you know, they don't pay property taxes, and so I don't know, maybe it could be readjusted. Now, I know you've already done this, but I think this is something that the village should think about, and I'm not the only one, I can assure you, who feels this way.
So, yeah, you have to understand, it's a usage fee, and believe it or not.
The permit I get does not cost to the village $200.
You don't know that it does. You're meant to get your boat steam cleaned every year. You're meant to get...
My boat stays in my boathouse. It's never been steam cleaned.
You're meant to... what else is there? There's the police have special training to come out and rescue you. Now, people, it's a usage fee. And we broke it down pretty well when you calculate it.
And our taxes don't cover that, the extra tax. The
if you have a boathouse.
I think it is wrong, and the fact is the fee that we pay, okay, when you issue, you have the printed thing.
If you have a boathouse, it doesn't mean you have a boat, and if you have a boat, it doesn't mean you have a boathouse. They're separate items.
Well,
there's a
I'm
lot of people at boathouses without boats.
Well, then they don't pay a boat fee.
They don't have a boat fee.
So exactly. I'm talking about the boat fee.
Just so we can keep going, but we'll take that into consideration and we'll readdress it. But
for right now,
the calculations that we've looked at,
with
the
usage close. It's pretty close.
You know, the police are having to patrol.
They've had instances.
It's caused issues with milfoil because of boat owners not doing. We've had to purchase things to put out in the lake, to you know the buoys, the other thing that
it
you
was
got?
The barrier curtains.
It's broken up. There's a lot of other factors.
I would like my name on one of the buoys then, since I passed my boat.
Okay, so moving.
You're more than welcome with that.
Okay.
And Sally, it was Paul Gluck's idea, so.
What, the boat fees?
That's why he didn't run again.
No, I think it
didn't.
That's why he's smiling.
Yeah, so anyway, let's just keep that in mind.
I think it's wrong, and every time I pay it,
well, I can tell you,
I pay a big amount,
but I feel it's perfectly okay, just because of, it's a luxury that we're doing, but you know what, it's going to be a pro and cons, I think, always. We're never going to make everybody happy, but it's kind of one of those things that it's going to kind of be, it is what it is. We are very lucky and fortunate to be able to even boat in a reservoir, because normally you're not allowed to boat in a reservoir. It's usually fenced in, a reservoir. And they consider our exterior gates as part of our fencing to protect the reservoir. So, you know, it's one of those issues that we're really lucky to have what we have.
Do we charge the same for every size boat, or is it
different?
Different charges for mechanized, whether it's mechanized or not mechanized. So party boats, pontoon boats are charged more because of the propellers and the greater damage they do.
And the steam cleaning that needs to be done.
Well, if you have a boat that you keep at your boathouse, you do not steam clean it.
Right.
All right, so
you
thank
send
you,
Chris
Sally.
Out, do you?
Thank you. Okay, so court fines, we're just staying conservative with court fines for that. We're just staying conservative on that one. The next lines of sale of real property, That, we don't have anything on our tentative. The reason why you see a high number on the year-to-date is because we did have a property owner that had a
judgment.
A judgment on him that was paid when the property was sold, and it was $60,000 and change. So that's in there. And also, we had a vehicle that we were going to kind of just trash, and I realized we did not do the correct insurance coverage on it. I contacted the insurance company. John Ledwith helped me follow up with it, and we recovered another $17,000 this year on that claim because the truck could not be refurbished. The part was not, it was a cracked frame, and there was not a frame that we could replace with, so we were able to recover that money with the insurance company and reopen the claim that was, you know, some age old. So that's what that explanation is. State aid, all of that self-explanatory. On the aid mortgage, we're being conservative. Like I said, you can't bank on good year, bad years of selling properties. We've had some very good 12 months. So, and as you can see in the year to date so far, and we're still due, I think, one more payment. If I'm not incorrect, Debbie, I think our next payment for that comes in May.
Yes.
We're due one more. So, you know, we think we're going to probably get another nice little chunk of change. So we're going to stay conservative on that.
Claudia, why do you think our sales are so high these days and we're getting good prices?
I think the bill is just well administered. What do you think?
It's hard for me to understand.
Those are your words.
Oh, really?
You're telling me how well administered the village was.
Oh, yeah, but
it, so it's well administered.
Never said it had anything to do with the sales.
I'd like to make a comment really quickly. I don't know about you guys, but for me, this is not about politics. This is a business. I don't want politics to play in. It's running the village to be economically correct, fiduciary responsible. That's what I do. You want to make political comments?
Take them out. Apologize.
Take them out the door. Because this really is a business, and we have to do the right thing here, and I don't think this is a joking matter. And we've got a serious bond we're addressing, so I do think this is probably one of the most important budgets we are looking at in the history of Tuxedo Park. So I'd like it to be treated with that type of respect. Moving on. So then you'll see where we've got a real estate property tax and the general fund revenues, where that comes in, and we come right in at the tax cap of 3622138. So we do not go above the tax cap, and we could have saved money if it would have been without the bond, but it is what it is because of the restoration. Then you'll notice that we want to use $128,000 in our surplus to help, you know, with the numbers. And Debbie and I always were calculating on using the surplus. We just didn't know what amount. Until we really got the numbers to see where everything fell into place, and after today we were able to see all of that.
That's predicated on a 3.5 bond?
No, we're still keeping 100 and something thousand under the bond. That's with a, Claude, you're on
sorry,
the bond.
Sorry, that's a 3.9 million bond issue.
Right, right, right. So we have 110 still in under new bonds, and then with this one
to get us at the bond. Paving Clubhouse Road,
So this is...
If you add the 110
so
and the 128.
So what's changed from April 11th to 12th
right.
budget is that appropriated surplus, depleting
right.
that,
right.
and 973061 and 973070.
No. Go to where it's the new... It's 973061A.
Right. Yeah.
Because we don't know how it's going to break down between
right.
interest and principal.
So you've reduced... That
by 110,000. We did 220. We did 220 in the budget. Look at your old budget. It was 220.
You got so many, buddy.
See, it's got 220.
Yeah, somewhere. I'll say
yeah.
yes. Just
so
be,
yeah.
Yeah. 220.
So that way, it's just you know, we really wanted to keep the budget with a good, like we all said, our goal was. To be as less as easily impactful to the municipality. Okay? So moving on to the second page.
Wait, hold on.
Yes, sir.
So the part of the expenses coming from real estate taxes is 3512.
If that would have been
without the dam project.
Without the bond.
Okay.
Yes.
And 2 years ago it was 3527.
Right.
Then
3573
3512 for, so we're slightly down for this year.
If it wouldn't have been for the bond.
Well, I understand. The dam project's going to cost us about, what, $150 a year, $170 a year?
I could go.
No, you don't, I'm just.
Yeah, I could go, it's P and I. But you remember, you're heavily weighted on interest in the beginnings.
That's right.
And then the way they do the calculations, it's all done through the, well, Claude, do you want to explain the bond stuff? Yeah, it's a whole, the bond council went through that whole thing with us last month.
Okay, so whilst we're on this topic, where is the cost of the bond allocated?
Right there, the new P and I.
No, that's principal and interest.
Right.
Where's the cost of the bond issuance? That's $220,000.
That gets worked into, remember when he told us how he works that into the bond? And it's amortized over.
So we're going to pay, but if we borrow $4 million, we only have $3.8 million to play with.
That's right.
That's how we're.
Yeah, so the bond is issued at a coupon such that you would issue, where there's a premium paid over par.
Yep.
And the premium paid over par gets you the fees for paying for all the expenses for the bond, as well as extra.
Okay, so that's embedded there, then the kind of follow-up question is, the person who was the bond counsel that we had, are they the underwriter too?
No.
No, no, it goes out to auction.
All the fees are included in that price, though.
Okay.
And they're going to be on with us next week for any additional questions you have as well, both bond counsel and the advisor, but it's pretty much, they went pretty well into depth at last month, because you were asking those questions, remember, Alan, about par and all that stuff.
All right, just about the.
That's the way they typically are issued, you know, they issue them out of where it's issued.
Yeah, I just remember previously when the village did a bond issuance, all of a sudden there was an $80,000.
Closing fee?
A closing fee that nobody knew about, and then all of a sudden, it's cash flow flying out the door immediately, and certainly we don't want that.
Ours is being embedded in, because we've talked about.
Right, well, we're funding it.
Right.
So this is for the dam, right?
Yes, the dam.
No, this is everything.
Clubhouse Road.
So, okay, fine, same thing. So what if the dam, what if the bidder we pick comes, shoots this over the bond issue that we're going for? What do we do?
What if the bidder?
If the bid that we choose for the dam comes in higher than we're anticipating.
We've already got the bids.
What happens?
We're already covered. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that's what the purpose was today, when we saw the bids.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
We don't know that yet.
Well, I know that, so as your mayor.
Well, then share it with me.
So as a mayor.
I mean, I'm voting tonight, right?
You are welcome, we're not voting on the bond, no.
No, I know, we're voting on the budget.
No, we're going to do it, this is public hearing, we're going to leave it up until next week.
Oh.
Just so you can review everything.
So you're guaranteeing that it won't go over what we're, the bond is?
I'm not going to guarantee anything, I'm going to tell you, do your homework and go.
I have done my homework.
Look at the bids that came in, you're welcome as a trustee to go look at the bids.
I have looked at the bids.
Today?
So tell us what the numbers are.
Then you would know.
I know, but you don't want to announce it, so I don't want to be the one to announce it.
You don't know the numbers.
I don't announce it until.
Nobody knows, please.
I don't want to announce it till CHA has reviewed everything.
Can we keep on moving and just agree that bids have been submitted, CHA's going to review them, they're going to report back a week later?
Thank you.
And we think our budget covers the principal.
We'll find out next week.
There you go.
You can look at it right now.
It doesn't make a difference what we look at, it's what CHA winnows it down and what Brian winnows it down.
Exactly. So, moving on, so then we'll go on to the next page, and we have the appropriations. So we have the judicial for the judge and for the clerk at $6,500.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Is now an appropriate time to make comment, or should we wait till you finish reviewing the budget?
No, everyone, it's open, you can make a comment if you want.
Thank you. My name's Mark Citron, I was appointed acting village justice last year, I live at 30 Acoma Road. I noticed that with respect to your line, Mayor, it's zeroed out, there is no salary, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I don't see a line for the trustees, but I'm assuming that they also serve without salary.
Yes, correct.
Is that correct? With respect to the judicial budget, while it's not broken down between the clerk, who's a salaried employee, and the village judge, it's just my personal opinion that just as you work hard all year long and receive no compensation, it is my opinion that the judge, the elected village judge, should also serve without compensation as a public service to the community. And by way of fair disclosure, I just want to say that I'm going to be a candidate for village justice in the June election. And for the record, if the people of the village are kind enough to elect me to that post, I will serve without salary or at a dollar, should that be required by law. But just as a taxpayer and as a resident, I would submit that there is a savings if the judge serves without salary, even though it's unclear to me from this particular budget whether he makes $300 a month or something other than that.
Debbie, what is the salary?
$400 a month.
How much?
$400 a month.
So the judge makes $400 a month. So that would be
400 times 12.
4,800.
3,600.
I mean, yeah. 4 times 12 is 4,800.
And that would be money that would go back into the general fund. If the board should choose not to salary the position, and it would go back into the fund if the people were good enough to elect me in. Thank you.
It's very generous.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we will hold your word to that. That's on the record, just so you know. Because every dollar counts, and that'll help us be under the surplus a little bit. Thank you, Mark, or Judge. So moving on down, then there's also, when you see things contractual, that just means supplies, mailings, things like that that go on. So we have typically, it's been a very busy court this year, so there's been a lot going on, Debbie, correct? And that's why the numbers have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also charged us more for something else in the court system that raised the dollar amount that you had told me about.
The program. Software program.
The software program has gone up substantially, as well as the election machines. So that number of the 1,200 went up because of the program that
Mayor,
we have to
are
use.
Mayor, is court justice going to be in this room,
yes,
or are we moving it to the township
we
hall?
We are in this room, but we can always use, if we so needed to, the town court. We've been told by the supervisor we can use it. We pay taxes for that. So if a judge ever has a reason that he doesn't feel comfortable to be in this room, we do have that capability of using the other courtroom, because that one is in compliance.
Yeah, this is not
this
compliant.
Room is not in compliance. You have to have a certain distance, a certain height. So this room does not meet
So if
those.
We use the compliant room,
right,
we're not going to be charged extra.
No.
Are we
no.
going to spend money to fix this room up? To
no.
Get
we need to
no,
raise
we don't have the space.
The table.
We don't have the space to do.
So we're not going to be using it.
We
no.
can use it.
It's we have been using
we
it
have been.
At the discretion of the judge.
At the discretion,
and there's always, obviously, and always an officer here, so
right,
from a security perspective, but from a judicial court order, or not court order, but
right,
protocol, there's certain distances and
heights,
elevation
yeah,
to protect the judge.
And they had a situation not too long ago in Sloatsburg, so they're starting to clamp down. I'm sure that Judge Hazen understands what I'm talking about, but there are issues where they're also wanting to have detector machines at the doors. We don't have that. We did pass the law that no one could have a firearm or any type of weapon in the village hall buildings, which is going to be very strictly adhered to.
But we are contravening that right now,
right,
because we also said that we'd have a police officer every public meeting.
Right, and we should, right. I don't know, he was supposed to have been here unless yeah, there was something going
Mayor,
on.
Mayor, my question again, if we
Debbie,
ever-
can you call?
No, hopefully.
Yeah.
If, no, judge, if Judge Citrin is to be our next judge, or Hassan, whatever.
Right.
If they wanted to, if they were to want to use the township room, we would not be charged.
No, that was my understanding, but we have not yet entered an agreement
okay,
with
no,
the town. But that it's really to the discretion of the judge if they feel